I'm Jeremy Scott. Southwest Airlines reporting 62% of their flights are canceled today. Thousands of travelers are even struggling to find their luggage after mass cancellations, like this passenger searching for his bags at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
Southwest announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since last Thursday when a massive winter storm hit the U.S. FlightAware reports 2,800 canceled flights involving all carriers. Meanwhile, the White House is calling out the airlines.
President Biden is promising to hold airlines accountable for thousands of delays and cancellations over the holidays. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they're looking into Southwest Airlines specifically.
They need to take care of their passengers and they need to take care of their employees. Look, everybody understands that there is extreme weather across the country, but where most airlines saw their performance start to improve, Southwest has actually moved in the other direction.
I'm Julio Flores.
The man accused of attacking the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pleads not guilty. David DePapp is facing several charges, including attempted murder, after he allegedly broke into the couple's San Francisco home in late October, allegedly planning to kidnap the House Speaker. His next court appearance to set a trial date is in February. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free former Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison, today marking 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. says are baseless. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said officials will not stop until Americans can celebrate Paul's return, just as they did the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner. Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon, 41 cents lower than a month ago. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Flight delays have been the big story over the past week, and now add one more hassle for folks traveling from China.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it will require anyone arriving by air from China to provide a negative COVID test following a surge of COVID-19 cases across China as Beijing has erased its strict zero COVID rules. The new rules take effect January 5th and say that anyone 2 years and older will need to show a negative result from a test taken within 2 days of their departure from airports in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. I'm Tim Berg.
An oil spill off the coast of Texas, which happened during the holiday weekend freeze, is being blamed on a cracked pipeline. Around 3,800 gallons of crude went into the Corpus Christi Bay. Experts, though, say that's not as bad as it sounds, and it's not a sign of safety problems for the industry, according to petroleum expert Carr Ingham.
The industry has a fantastic safety record, and this little 90 barrels of crude oil should really do nothing to cut into that.
He says this is the third oil spill in the last 2 months. The Keystone Pipeline had its largest oil spill ever in Kansas. Former Pope Benedict is very sick, according to Pope Francis, his successor, who made that announcement today. New Yorkers are sending their well wishes outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. He's 95 years old and has been living in a Vatican guest house since resigning in 2013. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.